Welcome on into our October 2nd, Wednesday edition of Sports Talk. Steve Geller with Cullen Steele bringing you till 8 o'clock this evening. After our first break, we'll check in with Saints sideline reporter and WWL digital content producer Jeff Nowak, get his latest takes on the Davante Adams trade talk. Also, that upcoming Monday night matchup, Week 5 in Kansas City against those 4-0 Chiefs. 7:25 hour, we'll do a little more of our Pels Power Hour. Going to talk to Ollie Cosell, credentialed NBA writer who covers the team as training camp is in full swing for the Pellies. Preseason game number one on Monday. We'll also hear from head coach Willie Green and some other sound from training camp that's being held out of state currently. You know, the Pellies also having reworkings, renovations going on at the facility over there. So they are out of town for training camp.
They're in Nashville?
Nashville, Tennessee. There, yes, sir. They will have their first preseason game at home, at least. That'll be in the Smoothie King Center Monday afternoon at 12:30 tip.
It's so early.
Right.
Against the Magic, I think?
That's correct, and that'll be here on 870 AM. Of course, we'll have that for you. Now, the station for your Pelicans, you can tune in and listen to that with Todd Greffanini and John DeShazer on the call. But what a busy day for that. We're going to have, obviously, the Pelicans game on 870 AM, at night, Monday Night Football, right?
That's going to be such a long day. Good day. Good day.
Fun and interesting times ahead here at WWL. We're going to be managing Pelicans games, Saints games, obviously LSU games.
I can't wait.
LSU baseball, basketball, all that in the mix. So
you're home for everything.
There you go. That's a good commercial right there, Cullen.
You're home for everything.
Looking at this matchup on Monday Night Football, I know a lot of folks concerned. Obviously, this Kansas City Chiefs team, defending Super Bowl champs, and they've won back-to-back Super Bowls. And they've done something in the first 4 weeks that the Saints haven't been able to the last two, and that's finding a way to win and just closing out the game to get the W. And I guess that's part of that championship pedigree you have over there, obviously, in a head coach with Andy Reid, and then the quarterback, obviously, in Patrick Mahomes is so elite. I really do think he is a step and above everybody else in the NFL at that position right now. I think Josh Allen's great. I think Lamar's great. But just Patrick Mahomes, his ability to just even how he manipulates his body to make a throw or just run for a play, it's truly amazing.
No, it is. You can't really – I got a buddy of mine who's a big Minnesota Vikings fan. And
he's got to be loving life right now with Sam Darnold.
He's
loving life,
but he's talking to me and he's like, why aren't people saying we're the best team in the league? And I'm like, I think you guys are. I think the Vikings are playing the best football right now. But until I see the Chiefs lose – I don't think you can beat them. I don't think anybody can beat them. Like, I are they playing the best football right now? No.
But they're doing enough to get the W.
They're winning. And it's like, I don't think they can't win right now. Counting playoffs last year, they're only like an 8-7 game win streak. And it's just like, I was talking to Mike earlier, and I was like, that's kind of, Brad even said, he's like, we have the better roster. We've got them beat man-to-man for the most part. I mean, not counting, you know, the likes of Chris Jones and Patrick Mahomes, but we've got the better lineup, so to speak. But they know how to close games better than anybody else in the league. Whether we are good at that or not, lately we haven't been, but they know how to close games. Nobody can do it like them. And if it's going to be a close one, I wouldn't give us the edge. So we have to come out swinging. We have to be what we were in the first 2 weeks.
Looking at this week's schedule, and who are the Vikings playing?
They're playing the Jets Sunday morning London.
That's right, the London game.
Oh, first London game. I was going to say, they had the Brazil game. I forgot about
it. I think, what are there, three London matchups or four this year?
Are they all London? I know there's another one next week. Week 6 is Jaguars-Bears in London. And then do they have any, like, Germany games? They usually have, like a Berlin game or something like that.
Yeah, I'll have to go through the international schedule to see exactly who
and
where. But, yeah, that'll be interesting to see. Obviously, we get early football come on Sunday. That's an 8:30 start. The Vikings taking on the Jets. And my only time in London, I was there for the Saints taking on the Vikings. And unfortunately, that was the double doink game. The Saints ended up not getting the victory in that matchup. But other than that, had a fantastic time getting to spend time in London. Awesome stuff. And that's actually, you know what? That actually popped up on my Facebook memories. That was 2 years ago this week. So it's kind of funny that the Vikings are out there right now again. to play the Jets. Wondering when the next Saints international game is and where they're going to be heading this time.
Is there like a cycle? Because like we like the Jaguars have had it like every single year or something like that. But like I don't like is there.
It feels like they've had it a lot.
Is there a way they cycle it where like oh you know this year it's your turn kind of deal or no?
No, I'm not sure if they how they determine who ends up being
Same.
You know part of that international lineup. But like I mentioned 2 years ago, I was there for Saints Vikings and they're back in London again this year. So
is that the only that's the only Saints one we've had international, right?
No, they've been
was
in London.
There was another one? Okay.
Against the Chargers, too.
Yeah. I remember that one. Yep.
And didn't they play the Dolphins overseas, or am I mistaken on that?
I'll have to do some
I'll have to do some digging. But, yeah, definitely recall the international game against the Chargers was in London. But the unfortunate ending to the Saints-Vikings game 2 years ago, the stadium was gorgeous there in Tottenham. The locker room, I know, is really mad for a soccer team. And you would not believe how spacious and just cavernous it was. I felt like you could get lost in it.
Is it the stadium where, like, the roof, like, folds into the big, like, screen? Is that what I'm, do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, exactly.
Is
yeah,
it
that
stadium?
Time, right.
Oh, that's so cool. Like, I don't, because it's like a, it's, the roof is made of, like, this, like, it's not, like, metal or anything. It's like a parachute, almost, or something like that. You can, like, fold it up.
I just remember being amazed by, too, the fact that I was pretty prepared for my trip. And did not end up bringing sunscreen for me. And, of course, that day it was blaring for the game and kickoff.
In London?
It was pretty brutal for that matchup,
in,
yeah.
What was it, August? No, like
no, this time of year. It was this exact date, actually, October 2nd, they were playing out there.
Sunburnt. I did check, though, the Jaguars. And I think, don't quote me on this, I think they had the same thing last year. They have two back-to-back London games. And I'm almost certain they did the exact same thing last year where they had two back-to-back London games. One where
they're
they
like
were
the unofficial team of
they
London.
They are. Everyone talks about how, like, the, you know, if the team ever, if a team ever goes international,
moving,
it
right.
will be them. But, I mean, so, yeah, so, you know, the next 3 weeks, you have a Sunday London game with two of those being Jacksonville versus the Bears and then Patriots versus Jacksonville. And then in week 1, 2, 3, however long it is, back in the second weekend of November, the Giants and the Panthers, Munich. That's,
ooh,
I think,
how exciting
the last
for Germany.
One. I don't think. There's a big Giants contingent over there, but I feel like if you're a Panthers fan, you might not want to travel.
Wow, if you're the NFL, it's like, how did we schedule this
snoozer? You can't flex those. That's not something.
No, you cannot flex that, right.
You cannot flex those.
But yeah, so poor Munich gets the Panthers and the Giants, two of the worst teams in the league. Not a great representation of the NFL there.
No, and I mean, in some of the primetime games that week are Cincy Baltimore at the moment, and then Lions Texans. You can't flex that. I hate to say it, but high hopes for Bryce Young. Maybe he turns it around by that. Maybe the Red Rocket is leading them to like a. I mean, that's looking like what 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 week 10. So we'll be with the Browns at that point, I think. So we'll have the bye week after.
Yeah, that's that like I said, just a mess for Munich there. It doesn't seem like a fun game for them.
I mean, it'll be Sunday morning, 8:15. We'll talk about it during First Take, but we might not have much to say.
Yeah, schedule makers there, they did a disservice to Germany on that one, but oh well. Looking at some MLB playoff action, we heard earlier the Detroit Lions knocking out the Houston Astros, a 5-2 score in that wild card matchup in the last game there. And right now in the top of the eighth inning, Kansas City Chiefs have a 1-0 lead in that three-game series over Baltimore. They have a 2-1 lead in the game. We'll be keeping tabs on that as we go on in the show as well.